This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Now, your body and your flesh may not be excited, but your spirit man's excited. We're going to tell you how. This is it. You're going to get to work alongside him. He's going to work with you. Otherwise, you can't work with him. Otherwise. You can still love him, but you won't be working with him. As much as you want to believe and say, you're not. And that's why many have not seen the prophets. Not the prophets, the prophets. Are y'all with me? The blessings, the benefits. Are you with me? How many would like to see more benefit? Now, the benefits are just not for you, but for other people. Okay. So here we go. So verse 5, he's going to tell us. Here it comes. I'm so excited. This then is the message which we have heard and declared that this is how you partner up and you become a business partner with God. Otherwise, no. Sound the trumpet. If the Bible had sound effects right now, it would be going, nun, 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 nun. That God is light. God is light. And this part is just as important. In him is no darkness. How? Come on, finish. What's the last two words? Not a speck, not a smidgen, not one cancer cell, not one. Not poverty, not lack, not murmuring or bad attitude, not gossiping, not complaining, not finger pointing. That's darkness. God is light. You're either in dark or light. And when you're in light, you are partnering up. Are you kidding me? You can look at me like you want to. I'm partnered up. It is not worth getting into an argument or complaint or mad or upset. Are you and then unplug and unplug? Because you got to just say you don't understand and you're upset. That's darkness. And God in him is none. How can the church for years don't know this? Why do you think, some of you are thinking God is light and that's it. That's the big announcement. You don't know. Because the church has been preaching, well, God made them sick. You don't know this. In him, well, God took that from them to teach them. That's been preached on TV right now. It's a lie. It's all a lie from our ministers, from the pulpit that we got to be accountable for. Well, I'm here to give you the same message that the apostles gave on that day. That God is light. That means he's fast. That means he's overpowering. But there's not a speck, not a smidgen, not an iota of darkness in it. Not a worry, not a care. When you know this, you can pray for others. And they're healing.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
Why? Because he's light. Yes. There's no sickness in him. That's right. There's no pain in him.
That's right.
He's light. No darkness at all. So, when I was in my Chicago Bear loss. Okay, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Are y'all getting this? God is constant, no variableness, right? And in him is no darkness. at all. And if you want to partner up with him and you want to benefit from the benefits that he has, walk in his light. Otherwise, you're not going to benefit. Is it him trying to have an attitude because he don't like your attitude? No, it has nothing to do with it. He's very legal. He's light, and in him is no darkness. Now, think about it, Christians. You must know this to get out of debt. There's no debt in him. So let's read on to verse 6. If we say, watch this one, Christians, lock the door. Nobody's leaving now. And if you get through Barry and Froggy, I'll be right there on your tailgate. If we say, as Christians, that we have fellowship with him, now that you know what fellowship means, come on. That does not say relationship. That means partner and partaker of his blessings and his goodness and his profits. Are y'all with me? And you want to keep saying with your Bible, I fellowship with him. If somebody went up to me in my bare attitude, right? What? Dad, are you fellowshipping with God? Yes. Don't worry about me. If you say that and you still got a bad attitude, you're lying. I would have been lying. I couldn't hear him to pray for that. Are y'all with me? I couldn't hear him then to pray for that kicker and his family. That's what you call working with God. That's called partnering up. And you get the benefits. And somebody's got to be getting something out of it. And if you say this and you're still in darkness, you're still upset, you're still in unforgiveness, somebody did this, somebody said that, you're in darkness because there's no light in him. You don't know the truth and you're lying. Now, are you still saved? Yes. That word is fellowship, not partnership. You're still partnered with him. Your name is written in the book. But as far as down here in God's business, you're not involved. Did God do it? Nope. You did it. And you're over here in darkness when you could be over here hearing, being led, doors open, praying, going the right way. Oh. Wait, I'm going to back up. Can we back up? Is that possible? Do I have time to back up? Okay, let's just back up. Let's read it again now that we know what this means. John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we seen, we with our eyes. Now that y'all know why, because he was in the office of the witness as one of the apostles, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled. Who? The light. The words of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was the Father and was manifested unto us. Click. That which we have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that ye also may fellowship with us. There is that partnership. You can partake and work along, not only with us, but with God, the creator of the universe. And with Jesus, the King of Kings. Amen. You can partner up and work right alongside with him. Click. And these things we write unto you that you're going to be happy. Come on. You're going to be happy. This is the happy life. Darkness is not. You live in darkness, unforgiveness, I'm telling you, bad attitude, murmuring, complaining, that's darkness. God still loves you? Yes. But you are not working alongside with him because he can't. He's light. And he gave man a choice. He didn't make any of you get saved. And he's not going to make any of you go over to the light. But he is the light. And the devil's going to deceive you. The devil's going to do everything in his might to get you in darkness. I'm not just talking about evil. We don't think of, we think everything evil. No, I'm talking darkness. Oh, Chip, you're telling me God's not gonna, in him is no darkness at all. You don't know that. You don't know that. That's what, and you're gonna be one happy camper. You know what this is? We get to. Really? You want me to get upset? And that's not worth it. You want me to jump on your little upset party? Because the music's too loud? I'll bring in headphones. I'll bring in double headphones. You want me to, because there's not enough plants in the church or the color, or I don't like the new logo? What? Yes, it's not worth it, and who cares? I don't care. I still want that shirt. I don't care. Amen. And you're going to be full of joy. Click. Let's just keep reading. I want to go over. This is the message that we declare unto you, that God is light. This is what we witnessed. This is the key. This is it. And there's not a speck of darkness in it. We say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, you're lying. You're just flat out lying. Now, I want to show you another verse before we come back to this. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Watch this one. Now that we've got this information. Do. Somebody say the next word.
All.
Everybody.
All.
What's all mean?
All.
Greek word for all?
All.
Hebrew?
All.
Latin?
All.
Very good. We're very scholars. We've got a lot of scholars in here. Do. Now, you can't come back after that without what? And disputing. I think Amplified says complaining. It says complaining. You're just complaining all the time. You're negative. You know what that is? Darkness. Criticism. That was one of them. Darkness. You're critical? That's darkness. God, you are not in partnership. And you are not in position to receive the benefits and the profits of your partner.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.